Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story and many more on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark, if you're not too scared. The Hollow Eyes. In the village of Pinehaven, nestled on the edge of a dense, foreboding forest, the nights were long, and the shadows seemed to whisper secrets that no one dared to speak aloud. The villagers lived in constant fear of the woods, for they knew the stories. Tales of dark spirits and ghostly apparitions with their hollow, empty sockets where their eyes should be. These specters, known as the Hollow Eyes, were said to be the souls of those who had died within the forest, their eyes stolen by the malevolent forces that lurked among the ancient trees. The elders warned the young never to venture too close to the forest, especially after dusk, when the Hollow Eyes were said to roam freely, searching for souls to drag into the darkness. But Anna, a girl of fierce curiosity and unyielding courage, was not like the others. She had heard the tales of the Hollow Eyes all of her life, whispered around the hearth during long winter nights, but she refused to believe them. To her, they were just stories meant to keep children from straying too far from home. One crisp autumn evening, as the sun dipped low behind the trees and the sky blazed with the fiery colors of twilight, Anna made up her mind. She would prove to the villagers that the stories were nothing more than myths. With a lantern in hand, she slipped out of her home, her footsteps quiet on the worn path that led to the edge of the forest. The air grew colder as she approached the tree line, the towering pines casting long shadows across the ground. The forest loomed before her, a wall of darkness that seemed to breathe and pulse with an unseen life. For a moment, Anna hesitated, her heart fluttering with a flicker of fear. But she pushed it aside, lifting her lantern high, and stepped boldly into the woods. The trees closed in around her, their branches intertwining above her head like the twisted fingers of an ancient giant. The further she went, the more oppressive the air became, thick with the scent of damp earth and decay. The light from her lantern flickered, casting weak beams that barely penetrated the darkness. The shadows seemed to shift and move at the edges of her vision, but whenever she turned to look, there was nothing there. As night fell, the forest grew darker, the world around her consumed by inky blackness. Anna's footsteps were the only sound, the crunch of leaves beneath her boots, a hollow echo in the stillness. But soon, even that was drowned out by a faint, whispering sound. A chorus of voices that seemed to come from all directions at once. She froze, her blood running cold as the voices called her name, soft and insistent. The whispers grew louder, more urgent, as if the forest itself was speaking to her, urging her to go deeper, to find what lay hidden in the darkness. Her heart pounded in her chest, but she forced herself to keep moving, her grip tightening on the lantern's handle. Suddenly, she saw them. Pale, ghostly figures emerging from the shadows, their forms barely more than wisps of mist. they drifted towards her, their movements slow and deliberate, as if drawn by the light of her lantern. But it was their eyes, or rather, the absence of them, that sent a jolt of terror through her. Where their eyes should have been, there were only dark, hollow voids, blacker than the night itself. The hollow eyes moved silently, their outstretched hands reaching for the warmth of her lantern. The whisper surrounded her, swirling like a storm in her mind. Their words unintelligible but filled with deep, aching sorrow. Anna wanted to run, to flee from the apparitions that closed in around her, but her legs felt heavy, as if rooted to the ground. The hollow eyes drew closer, their cold, ethereal fingers brushing against her skin, sending chills through her body. The light of her lantern flickered wildly, struggling against the encroaching darkness. The whispers grew louder, more desperate, until they were all she could hear, drowning out all of her thoughts, her fear, everything. The last thing Anna saw was the endless black voids where the ghost's eyes should have been, deep and empty, like the abyss itself. The light from her lantern went out, plunging her into darkness, and the cold fingers of the hollow eyes wrapped around her, pulling her into the void. The next morning, when the villagers ventured to the edge of the forest, they found Anna lying on the ground, her body still and cold. Her lantern was beside her, its glass cracked and its flame extinguished. But it was her eyes that horrified them the most. Her once bright eyes were gone, replaced by hollow, black voids, as if they had been carved out by some unseen hand. The villagers buried Anna that day, their hearts heavy with sorrow and fear. They spoke of the hollow eyes in hushed voices, their belief in the old tale now unshakable. They knew that Anna's spirit had been claimed by the forest, another soul lost to wander the woods with empty sockets, searching for someone to take her place. And on dark, foggy nights, when the wind howled through the trees and the shadows seemed to move with a life of their own, the villagers would lock their doors and pray that they would never see the hollow eyes, those ghostly apparitions with their terrible, empty stares. For to look into those hollow voids was to lose oneself to the darkness, to be claimed by the spirits of the forest, and to become another of the lost souls that haunted the woods forever.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.